Hello and welcome back to Core Finance. Happy Monday to all you traders, and a happy Monday indeed to Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management from Linear Investment. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Matthew.
Right, quite a busy week last week. A lot of macro data, a lot going on in the markets. Obviously, Bank of England, hike rates all expected. Pound sold off a bit on the back of it, though the economic outlook not looking as great as could be potentially for the UK. And lots over the weekend to talk about. We're looking at Paradise Papers. The Queen has put some money offshore. Do you think that's a bit of a storm in some very fine China teacup, or something we should all be worrying about?
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, so long as it's legal, you can put your money where you so wish, one would suggest. Obviously, putting it in tax havens such as the Cayman is a little bit of a no-no, one would suggest. That being said, I think it is potentially being blown out of proportion. It was some time ago. And at the end of the day, you know, you can put your money where you so wish, so long as it is legal.
Well, she is the head of the Commonwealth, so it doesn't necessarily all have to stay in the UK. So there we are. Looking ahead to this week, we've actually fairly light on the macro data front. One thing we were talking about off air, we've got retail sales due out tomorrow morning, I think about midnight tonight. But more so, traders will probably be looking at Marks and Spencer's and Sainsbury's as key bellwethers for the UK economy and certainly the retail space at the moment.
Well, yes, I think this week, I mean, last week, let's be honest, was a very, very data-heavy week. We had not only the Bank of England and Mark Carney making his rate hike, a quarter of a basis point. I don't think it's really a hike, but it's a movement in the wrong or right direction. So this week's a little bit of a quieter week on the macro front, so it'll be all eyes on companies reporting. Obviously, last week we saw a number of names report solid figures over in the US and over here. So this week it's a case of M&S with their structural changes, whether or not the company is really forging forward or they are going to get more aggressive with their cost cutting. And furthermore, later in the week we see Sainsbury's, which again is a company that is in a state of transition, new guy at the helm, so to speak. The Argos integration really looks to be building momentum, so again it'll be interesting to see how well they've fared over the past couple of months and also in the run up to Christmas, which obviously for retailers is a key number to, or key period, and one would suggest, having seen a lot of retailers having to discount so heavily to get inventory off the floor, so to speak, it'll be key to see what their vision for the festive period really is.
Understood. I mean, we saw probably linked more to the fact that we saw a sell-off in the pound last week, but the FTSE has now reached some new highs, it's pushing higher, grinding higher. What's the view of investors? I mean, are they holding on to a rising balloon at the moment? Or can we expect in the coming months the FTSE to continue to push higher, maybe 8,000 the next stop?
Well, everyone's suggesting that, obviously on the back of Mark Carney, that the British economy is slowing down, is not as great as the headlines may suggest, depending on which way you read things. So it's a case of, in my opinion, we will continue to grind higher, because there are pockets of opportunity. There is growth within the UK. Obviously, a lot of our exporting businesses are benefiting from the sterling cable rate, etc. So it's a case of anything outstanding is really being bought up. Anything slightly soft is being sold down aggressively, which is right for when you see a bubble sort of coming to the end, you want to see reactions like that, bad news being sold down as opposed to being, you know, oh well, forget about it and move on. So again, I think the FTSE seems fairly stable right now. Obviously, a lot of political pressure with Brexit, etc. It'll be interesting to see where we go over the next couple of months. But one would hope that if you do see continual good earnings and good outlooks from the CEOs of these major FTSE 100 companies, we could grind higher. That being said, I don't think we're at a bubble stage such as the American market maybe is.
Understood. And just finally, here we are, Monday morning. You come into the office, markets feel fairly positive. What's jumping out at you? What are you looking at this week for yourself and for your investors?
Well, again, it's a kind of just a maintaining our reasonably defensive structure of our portfolios. We're not buying aggressively up here because we have seen such a strong move. Mm-hmm. You know, the FTSE had been trading between the 74.90, 75.50 level for all of October. It was kind of hitting the highs and then pulling back to the, you know, and trading a nice range. Were we to break through that higher bracket, then you could see a lot more buying impetus. Obviously, we are into the last quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fund managers will be squaring off books and wanting to make a few quid to guarantee their Christmas bonuses. But again, it's a case of, in my opinion, there is still some fundamental value out there, but I'd just be very careful.
Fantastic. On that note, Tim Harrison, thank you for joining us today.